how are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
The Radio Avenger. Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams.
Can't hear the music, Kelly. Can't hear anything, Kelly. Hello, Kelly. I can barely hear it. You gotta crank up the volume. Okay. I can barely hear anything at all. I'll never be able to hear the callers.
Okay, I'm on, but I can't hear anybody. Anyway, all right, we're on the program. I hope I can hear callers tonight. Hello, can I hear Scott Smith, my cohort and co-host? My co-horse, hello there. Can't hear him. My co-host, Scott Smith.
Rick Adams.
Now I can hear you.
Oh, wonderful, James.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, my doll. All right, she's getting the grips of it. We got Kelly tonight producing, filling in for the great Paul Martin. And she's all alone. She's trying her best. Poor girl.
Thanks,
Kelly. And she's going to make it.
Yep.
Scott Smith, how are you?
Good, Rick Adams, and yourself?
Patrick Henry, I'm doing well. Paul Revere is fine tonight on this night before the night before. And we're going to have a dynamite show tonight, Scott.
Well, I look forward to that, Rick.
Just you and me. How's that?
Oh.
And about 20 million other people.
Oh, good. So you and me, we can get together every now and again, but when we bring other people into it, it always turns into a bang.
Oh, big bang, you bet. Well, we got a lot to talk about tonight for the next 2 hours, and we will do that. And, of course, we're going to, I think, focus in on this time of the year because it is a solemn time when people do spend a little bit of time thinking of Jesus.
Well,
and not because of his birth, but because he was born. That's the important thing. And he died and was resurrected, all three of them.
We celebrate his birth, and whether it was on December 25th or the 21st or whenever, this is when we celebrate it. And it's a good celebration. And I'd like to just say a prayer for all the people
yes,
out there.
You may, Scott Smith. You may say a prayer.
It's a personal prayer. I usually say in the singular, but I'll see if I can do it in the plural.
Uh-huh.
And it goes, Most Holy Jesus, fountain of every blessing, we love you, we adore you, and with a lively sorrow for our sins, we offer you these hearts of ours. Make us humble, patient, pure, and wholly obedient to your will. Grant, good Jesus, that we may live in you and through you. Protect us in the midst of danger. Comfort us in our afflictions. Give us health of body. Assistance in our temporal needs. Your blessings on all that we do. And the grace of a holy death. Amen.
Amen. Amen to that, Scott Smith. We are with our listeners tonight. We are going to, somehow, we're going to manage to get through this program. Kelly, thank you for all your help. Rick Adams, Scott Smith. We'll take your calls in a little bit. Stay tuned for more.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalbendPureSoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we are back, and we have a whole 2 hours ahead of us, Scott Smith and Rick Adams, on the program, and we welcome your calls, welcome your participation, and we know we have people on the line already, and we'll get to them in a few moments, but Scott, is there anything particularly interesting and newsworthy that you would like to bring up first on the program tonight?
Well, Rick, not really. I've just been amazed at the goings-on of the Unpatriot Act and the situation of torture by the United States, and it seems like so much water has passed under the bridge since the last time we talked last Thursday that, you know, it's just amazing to me that we've hit these kind of lows because we are no longer a nation of laws, but a nation under fear. So, and that, you know, that's how I see it. We're not a nation under law anymore. We're a nation under fear. And this fear is being created by these New World Order internationalists. And it's for the purpose of subjugating us into their slavery. And they're using fear to do it. And, you know, you and I just may be the next victim of rendition and torture and all of these other things. God knows.
Well, George Bush, as you know, has proven himself to be a liar since he ascended in a very disingenuous way to the White House. And, of course, he's made that abundantly clear with all of the lies, only he calls them mistakes. He calls every single lie that he is engaged in a mistake. And we've heard this before in history. We've heard people make reference to errors in judgment, mistakes. This somehow lets them off the hook in their sick and sordid minds. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, as this new edition of the New American has said this week, the Iraq war itself is an unconstitutional, unjustifiable conflict, and it abets the growth of a lawless Leviathan state. I can't disagree with any of that. As we enter this Christmas weekend, and we know that George Bush has repeatedly and incessantly backpedaled on this administration, what it has done, the spying, the lawlessness, the torture memos, and so forth. The American public is at a point where it has to respond in a very serious way. And impeachment is just one of those responses among many others.
All those things that you discussed that George Bush is doing,
mm-hmm.
all very Christian acts, aren't they?
Well, after all, yeah, George Bush is a man of Christ, you know, especially when he denounces that GD piece of paper, the Constitution, and when he refers to Cindy Sheehan, the mom who lost her son in this ungodly, unconscionable war, as a so-and-so effing bitch. You know, I mean, this is the Christian. This is the Bible believer. This is Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson's man in the White House. Now, I have a strange feeling that it's not the man we read about in the Word of God.
No, they worship the Grand Master of the Universe,
mm-hmm.
which is the Masonic God.
Yes,
which is in effect Lucifer.
Right. Think about it, Scott. As we, you know, enter this season when people, you know, celebrate Jesus and they think of Jesus Christ as their Messiah, we know that in the very area of the world where it all began, Christians and Muslims and others are being persecuted and a wall is being erected right around them. This is tyranny at its worst.
Do you have a picture of that wall I gave you, Rick?
Somewhere I have a picture here, yeah. I have a lot of pictures, and they're very nauseating.
I know. You know, the kind of thing that they're doing over there in Jerusalem right now with this wall of shame,
mm-hmm.
as they encircle Jerusalem and force the Palestinians into further degradation so that they can control that area, eventually do a 9/11 on the mosque there,
mm-hmm.
and rebuild their temple so they can usher in the Antichrist, it's a sin.
Yeah, and the fact is that it is going on, as we speak, virtually unnoticed, except in some small way in the news media today, the newsprint. We see references to the threat of reoccupation by Israelis of Gaza and Gaza City. And we see the noose, as you say, being tightened around the Christians and Palestinians who live in occupied Jerusalem. Now, I'm going to read a little bit of a letter written by a priest. This is a priest, and he's from the West Bank. And it's about being separated by a wall at Christmas. His name is Firas Aridah. And he says, as a parish priest in the West Bank village of Abud, my Christmas preparations include recording the identity card numbers of my parishioners to request permits from the Israeli government to allow us travel to Bethlehem. Some may be denied permits and prevented them from worshiping there. While decorating our church for the joyous birth of our Lord, we also prepare banners for the next protest against the wall that Israel began to build on our village's land 1 month ago. Ahud is nestled among terraced olive groves in the West Bank, west of the city of Ramallah. The village has 2,200 residents, 900 of them, Scott, are Christian. Within the village are seven ancient churches. The oldest dates to the 3rd century, and we believe Jesus passed through Abud on the Roman road from Galilee to Jerusalem. He says the wall that Israel is building through Abud is not for the security of Israel. It is for the security of illegal Israeli settlements. And he talks about that green line that we hear so much about. Talks about the continuing building of this massive, huge wall. Not a 5-foot fence, by the way. We're talking 20, 30, 40 feet. We're talking about a total pig pen that they are suffering under. And, you know, he goes on in his letter to talk about what life is like. But he says, yes, there are Palestinian Christians here in Abud, Bethlehem, Jerusalem, Ramallah, and Gaza. We are the salt of the earth. My religion tells me that I have to love everyone and accept everyone without conditions. We have here good Jewish people, good Muslims, and good Christians. We can live together, he said, but the problem is Zionism and the Zionists who control that government of Israel. So,
right.
That
well,
from the priest.
The Israeli government views the settlements, that they call them settlements, I mean, but the Palestinians have been living there since only God knows when they were there.
Colonial outposts would be a better term.
But the Israeli government views all of these Palestinian homes around Jerusalem as de facto Israeli territory. And they're going and they're putting up this wall and cutting down their olive groves and setting up barriers so that they can't enter into their own areas.
Mm-hmm.
Totally against the UN, whatever the UN's worth, but, you know, they're going against the UN Council.
All of the resolutions that have been passed.
All the violations.
You know, Saddam Hussein, we were told, violated UN resolutions, therefore we had to go to war. Israel violates dozens of them every day, and we give them aid. You go figure.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the whole Gaza Strip thing that they did over there, that was just smoke and mirrors, magic shows.
Oh, sure.
So that while they pretend to give this area that is already, nothing more than a Palestinian ghetto controlled by them from sea, air, land, always, they continue to push into this West Bank area and erect this wall around the city of Jerusalem so that they can totally control it.
Yes.
And it's just amazing that we watch this stuff go on and pay for it with our tax dollars, thanks to the Israeli foreign lobby of AIPAC.
Yep.
Which we haven't heard about for a little while. That's kind of like gone underground a little bit. I think they were getting a little bit nervous about the Justice Department going after AIPAC, and all of a sudden Bush
you know, Scott, the reason we haven't heard about it, I think you'll agree, is because the media, which they control in America today, simply have played low-key on it. That's all.
Right, and Bush isn't pressing it because they're pressing him to the wall based on all of his foibles that they've been watching go on for the last, 5 years, 6 years, said nothing about, but all of a sudden they don't like what he's doing anymore, and they bring it all out, and his ratings go through the floor, and, we stop prosecuting these espionage double agents and put Chernoff in position and all of these other people. It's just amazing to watch.
Absolutely. Amen. Well, we got a break coming up, so we'll do that, and we'll invite callers, by the way, to chime in from now on right up to the end of the program. Rick Adams, Scott Smith, a dynamic duo of Friday Night, heard only on rbnlive.com. We shall return in just about 3 minutes with your calls as well. Curry International. That's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams on.
Ouch. Yes, ouch, ouch. Sorry if we're stepping on toes, but I think that's what we do best. The Lord stepped on toes, too, Scott Smith, didn't he?
Well, he was always after the leaders of this devilish-type enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
He knew who the perpetrators of this satanic-type activities were, and he went right after them. And they killed him for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they'll probably do the same to me. And I'm, you know that prayer I said in the beginning?
Sure.
At the end of it, it says, and pray for a holy death.
Mm-hmm.
I pray for a holy martyr's death. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to blow myself up. I'm going to let these guys take care of me. So my blood is on their hands.
Well, if that should come to pass, and it may not, it's all, you know, in the master's hands.
That's right.
What will happen, how it will happen, and how your end will come about. But you may very well be one of those on earth, right here, through the tribulation, at the very end, when, guess what? All of a sudden, the trump shall sound, and the dead shall rise in Christ, and he will be seen coming from the clouds on his horse with a sword, as it says very clearly in the scriptures. Amen?
Right. And it also says that there's 1,000 or more that were beheaded that will not have to go through the second death,
mm-hmm.
which is the opening of the book of life.
Right. Absolutely. So I would like to take some calls now. Would you like to take some, Scott?
I always love to talk to the people, Rick.
Amen. All right. Our number, 800-313-9443. Toll free, 800-313-9443. Rick and Scott. Hello, Jeff in Massachusetts.
Oh, good evening, man. How's it going?
Very well. How are we coming out there, okay?
All right. It's all right. I've heard it better. But
you having a little trouble or not? Yeah. You hearing us okay?
Yeah, it's all right. It could be slightly better.
What do you mean? A little louder or a little clearer? Or?
Yeah, a little clearer, and I think that's because of the weather.
It could be. Yeah, how are you listening to us on the net, right?
No, on the radio.
Oh, you listen. Well, you got a radio station that's carrying us, right?
Yeah, 50-50.
Good.
50-50,
okay.
Huh, Jeff? You're up in the Dorchester area?
No, Chelsea.
Chelsea, what's the station number up there?
It's on shortwave. Grundig is on.
Oh yeah. Okay.
50-50.
Well, I'm glad you're listening, and many others. And what did you want to say tonight, brother?
Well, basically, I was looking at the Boston Globe. Because you see, most sheeple will just look at the headlines of the newspaper, and in the Boston Globe, no joke, I see Johnny Damon getting his locks shaved off, and it says Yankee clipping. That is the headline in the Boston Globe.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, I get the Boston Globe every day.
Mm-hmm.
I have to endure this every day.
I know. So do I, my friend.
And you know, 2-3 days during the middle of the week, the big front page article is a sports article.
I know.
And I'm like, what is this doing on the front page of the Boston? Put this on the sports page. It's fine on the sports page.
But
you know, I do things like that, Jeff. I look at the articles and I see how many times a week they're putting these sports things, and it's a diversion. And what you do is you find the important articles barely mentioned, tucked way back in the newspaper, mm-hmm. and you really have to dig to find them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, yes. You're absolutely right. In fact, sandwiched underneath Johnny Damon is population laws could hurt Massachusetts, which is big.
Yeah, I read that. One of two or three states losing population is here. I wonder why.
That's because of extreme liberalism.
Right.
Extreme communism, I call it. I don't even like to use the word liberalism. And then next to that, Wiretap said to sift all overseas contacts, and then you go over to page 5, it talks about the New York City police, you know, infiltrating activist groups.
Right.
And that's on page 5. So this might be our last Christmas together on the radio.
Yep. You're right.
I always think about that. There are times when I just forget about the politics, and I say to myself, is there going to come a time when shortwave radio is being used as a means of shaking the tree of all the patriots, mm-hmm. who call in, talk, and so forth, which I love patriot radio, but mm-hmm. I'm just saying this as just a simple fact, which is will we be shut off one of these days?
Well, hey, Jeff, my take on this whole thing is when they shut us down, that's for time for people to come from out from in the weeds and do their business, because there's business that needs to be done, and when push comes to shove, you mm-hmm. got to take care of business.
And I've said this many times, which is I believe that the threefold sign that America will end is the elimination of what? Freedom of speech.
Yes.
Elimination of the Second Amendment across
Absolutely.
The board,
yep.
and UN troops coming into this country mm-hmm. and confiscating everything. And I've said this almost like a mantra. We are 5% of the world. 95% of the world hates our guts.
No yep. wonder, huh? With the leadership we've got. Jeff, thank you. Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Yep.
Thank you for the call. We'll be right back with Clayton in St. Louis and you in your call, Rick Adams and Scott Smith, on Friday night's Uncensored Radio Free America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
And we are back on Uncensored Radio Free America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger with Scott Smith, who I call Patrick Henry. And we are going to go, Scott, if you will, right back to our callers.
Great, Rick.
We have a number of them, 800-313-9443. Clayton in St. Louis. Hello, you're on the program.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Clayton.
I was surfing the shortwave and came up 50-50. And I mean, here in St. Louis, Missouri, it is really kicking tonight. It is strong.
Good. And
well, I'm happy to hear that.
Just want to let you know that. I haven't really listened to you guys too much, but I kind of get the feeling you think the way I do that these folks that call themselves quote-unquote Jews, Ashkenazi Jews, were actually formerly Khazars, and before that they were known as... in the Bible, is Edomites from their father Esau.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping, because this is the way I feel. I'm hoping.
Well, I can't disagree with anything you've said so far.
Okay. No, me neither.
Good. We're on the same page. We understand. I just wanted to make sure, because a lot of people don't understand that, or somehow they get offended for that, and I don't know why. But
well, and not everyone who says he is, quote, a Jew is a Jew, and not everyone who says he is not a Jew is not a Jew. So there are Sephardic Jews. There are some who are truly Israelites in the flesh, and they are not just in the tribe of Judah, but in the other tribes as well. And then there are the Gentiles, you see. And, of course, those who say they are Israelites but are not are of the synagogue of Satan. Now,
right.
Jesus identified them. He didn't mince any words. And, you know, I'll just take this moment to say that, you know, in our TV program, Scott and I do a local cable TV program where I'm from, and, you know, we invariably get some hate mail or some feedback that's negative, and some of it goes like this. You guys come on way too strong. Too strong. And I'm laughing and giggling because I'm saying, my goodness, apparently this person never heard or read the words of Jesus Christ. He came on very strong. And many times, not just in the temple, when he spoke, he cut to the quick. He didn't mince any words.
Didn't he say that they were of their father, the devil?
Yes, he did.
Right. I thought so. What I called is, there's a very interesting article in today's St. Louis Post-Dispatch. I call it the Post-Disgrace. It's a basically, it's a Jewish-owned newspaper, basically.
They all are.
But almost.
I'm surprised. They put this article, the front section, the A section,
uh-huh.
but they put it on A14, the last page.
Uh-huh.
Of course. But that's where when I open up the paper, that's the part of the paper I go to first is the back page.
Right. You work from the back forward.
Right.
Yeah. With you.
Yeah. This is, the article says, Egyptian calls Holocaust a myth.
Yes, I caught that.
The leader of Egypt's main Islamic opposition group said Thursday that the Holocaust was a myth. He further assailed Western governments for criticizing disclaimers of the Jewish genocide. The comments came from Muslim Brotherhood chief Mohammed Mahdi Akif. He spoke on the heels of his outlaw group's strong showing in Egyptian parliamentary elections. His words echoed remarks made recently by Iran's hardline president, Mohammad Ahmadinejad. I chopped that up pretty bad.
That's pretty close. Ahmadinejad.
Yeah, who sparked international outrage.
Right.
Akif wrote on his group's followers on its official website, Western democracies have slammed all those who don't see eye to eye with the Zionists regarding the myth of the Holocaust.
Right.
Now, you know, this is...
It's a crime in a lot of countries.
You just mentioned it last night, an Austrian man who had a sentence of theft, and they tacked 2 months on because he had a greeting saying Sieg Heil on his phone. I mean, that's crazy, but this is the way we're going.
You guys know Ernst Dundl?
Sure.
Well, you know that he's being extradited from the U.S. It might have already happened to Germany.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
in Canada.
He got extradited out of the U.S. up to Canada, from Canada over into a German gulag.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
By the Zionist Jews.
Right.
Right.
All for speech.
You know what? The thing is that the Muslims, they know the truth about these people. And what I admire about them, I don't agree with them on their religion, but what I admire about them is they will stand up against these people.
Right.
That's true.
They will fight. They will fight to the death because they know what these people are. We, as Christians in America and Western Europe and Canada and New Zealand, we need to get educated as to what... I mean, our forefathers, Martin Luther King and others, they spoke very clearly about what these people were and who they were. That's why these people got kicked out of...
I don't think you mean Martin Luther King. I think you mean Martin Luther.
Martin Luther, I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah.
No, God, I am sorry.
Martin Luther King was a creation of the ADL types, actually.
Right, yeah, they funded him. That's right. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry about that. Martin Luther. Yeah.
Yeah, Martin Luther wrote a treatise called The Jews and Their Lies.
Right.
If anybody wants to Google it on the net, just look up The Jews and Their Lies by Martin Luther, and you're into some pretty heavy theological stuff there by Martin Luther.
So to bring it, because we've got a lot of callers, Clayton, to bring it to a point, what is it that you wanted people to remember most tonight on this Friday night broadcast? What did you want us to think of?
I want Christian Americans and Christians around the world who are listening to this to wake up to the truth about what is happening in this world. Who is destroying Western Christian civilization? It is not the Muslims. It is the Zionists. It is the Jews.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Clayton from St. Louis. 800-313-9443. So it's so coincidental because I just happened to be reading a booklet by a Dr. E.R. Fields concerning the story of the subject of, quote, the Holocaust, unquote. And I'm going to read you the following quote, and you tell me who you think made this statement, Scott. Since the Second World War, Jews have been treated with silk gloves. Without Auschwitz, there would be no Israel. Get any ideas where that came from?
Geez, I could have said that.
Well, it was Nathan Goldman.
There you go.
One of the chief founders of the State of Israel in Paris Match, December 29th, 1979, made that statement. All right, let's go to the phones. Clinton in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the program with Scott and Rick.
Well, Merry Christmas to the Eastsiders over there tonight, you and Scott.
Hey, thank
God bless you.
You,
Clinton. God bless you, man.
Amen.
A couple points real quick, please.
Sure.
You know, I talked last night about I disagree with Jeff Bennett's premise regarding the non-confiscatability. And I was wondering what your viewpoints are, both of you.
They're not taking mine. I went from being a regular guy and trying to pay my bills and keep a couple of dollars in the bank to getting my money out of the bank, and now what I do is I buy bullets.
Yeah, I think that's a good strategy too. It's not that, you know, I don't argue the premise that we should not have some of that type of coinage
right.
in a junk silver itself.
Yeah.
I'm arguing the fact that people really need to understand the dynamics and the timing involved, the conversion of that monetary unit into another monetary unit, all that stuff's kind of complex.
Mm-hmm.
And it's complex enough just in ordinary times, not to mention the fact that we're going into this beast system. And he says,
We're in the beast system.
Yeah,
we're not
yeah.
going into anything. We're in it.
Thank you. I agree with that. That's a good point. He maintains that because Hitler didn't confiscate and he didn't confiscate, there's never been any historical thing about this and
right.
that. Hitler wasn't the Antichrist.
No.
You know?
No, I would agree with you that you know, you don't want to go overboard in anything. And I don't think Jeff is saying you should either, by the way.
No.
But I understand, Clinton, what you're saying is that all rules of the game are suspended in this war against us by these people.
You better believe
there
it.
There are no rules of engagement, right?
When you're living under a lockdown condition with
yep.
the authorities with guns, they make the rules
yep.
As they, on a whim.
Clinton, well, that's true, basically. Yeah, I can't argue with
it
that.
It is. I'm telling you. That's why I've lived it. I've lived it 10 years
right.
in two different penitentiaries. And I'm trying to help people understand what our lives are going to be like
mm-hmm.
when they finish locking everything down.
Right.
Scott, go ahead.
They're not going to lock me down, you know.
Well, I hear where you're coming from, but, you know, I'm prepared. I'm not going to die on my knees, neither.
No.
You're going to die on your feet, Scott.
I'm going to die on
saying.
My feet, right.
With my boots on.
God,
I want to go with my boots on.
They tried to take me out in the prison system a couple times already, and thank God I'm still here. There's the hand of God is on my shoulder, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You know.
Amen.
It's amazing what's going on out there, but you know, if you go to Revelation 18, and I think that's where you get your come out of here. Is it 18?
The Book of Revelation, chapter 18.
It's chapter 4 through 6,
four?
Scott.
Okay.
Right. But in chapter 18,
mm-hmm.
it says the whole operation of Mystery Babylon
mm-hmm.
will be destroyed in 1 hour.
Yeah.
And it says that twice. So if it in that one chapter, if anybody wants to go and read it,
mm-hmm.
that the whole system comes down in an hour.
Yeah.
Think of that.
And there's a scripture that even says that even our gold is not going to save us.
No, it's going to turn to Right.
So, at that point, nothing can save you but the blood of Christ, himself.
What I'd like Jeff to understand is to help people understand more about the dynamics of using it while we can.
Right.
I think he's too fixated on the strategy about working
the
around the confiscatability of the current law.
And the future and time and so forth. Right.
We got to learn how to use it while we can now.
Well, Clinton.
Yeah.
I can melt it down and stick it in the casings.
Hey, they're not vampires, Scott. They're Ashkenazi Jews. Which brings me to a point. I heard about this guy named Richard Lynn, a professor emeritus from the University of Ulster, and I copied this thing to a news group, his statement. And this is extremely interesting. I went to his website, by the way, rlynn.co.uk. It's Romeo Lima Yankee November November dot Charlie Oscar dot underwear and K. I forget some of them letters. But he says he studied Churchill's Second World War, and his statements are correct that not a single mention of gas chambers, genocide, or 6 million victims. He studied Eisenhower's writings, Crusade in Europe, a book of 559 pages. Not one word. He studied the Gauls, Memoirs de Guerre, 2,054 pages, and he concludes, in over 7,000 pages of literature from these men that were there, not one word of Nazi gas chambers, genocide of the Jews, or 6 million victims. So
wait a minute now, Clinton. You got to give Churchill some.
This is his contention, Scott.
I know. You got to give Churchill a little leeway. He hadn't seen Schindler's List yet.
Yeah.
Clinton, this whole 6 million thing was started after World War One.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah.
But
it's documented, too. It was Governor Glynn in New York who first touted the 6 million figure, you know. And, the thing is, look, no one wants to see, I don't want to see genocide against anybody. It's just that why do you have to lie? Why do you have to distort the picture and then make it illegal for people not to believe it in America? That is the very tyranny against which we were supposed to have been fighting, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Rick, the way I see this is when I said we are no longer a country under law, we are a country under fear.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're under fear, you're manipulable, and that's what they've done to the average. That's what they've done to the average Jew, who's there, busy, you know, doing his daily work, and is pious and believes that, you know, like a lot of Catholics believe that the church is doing the right thing and what have you. They have these people under such fear, these Jews.
And they exploit that fear.
That's right. That's exactly what goes on. And they created that fear.
That's what Abe Foxman does.
Mm-hmm.
Very well.
So one more question, please, and I'll say goodnight then, so other folks can come on up.
Surely.
With all this persecution about the use of the Lord's name and the repression of the use of Merry Christmas, it's prevalent. Kids getting hauled out of school, sent home suspended simply for drawing a picture of some kind of Christian. Don't you think that constitutes what is called the Great Falling Away?
Yep. Absolutely. In Medford High School, you know what they're calling the Christmas tree? The magic tree.
A magic tree.
The magic tree. And they're changing all of the Christmas carols to eliminate the name of Christ. Mm-hmm. This is in Medfield, Massachusetts.
Talk about censorship, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Clinton,
good night,
for calling.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. And we've got this to you, too. We've got this new movie, which, of course, is called Jesus is Magic, Sarah Silverman. And, you know, I don't know if you know anything about Sarah Silverman. But
no,
she is
no
another
clue.
One of these so-called comedians who takes to the stage in her first movie now, Sarah Silverman, Jesus is Magic. And all she does is denigrate Christianity, Christ, and she even throws the Holocaust in there just for good measure. So she pokes fun at just about everybody. And this is supposed to be entertainment, while the name of Christ, in a complimentary way, cannot be uttered in a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? There's something wrong out there, ladies and gentlemen. Well, let's take another call before the break, and we'll continue with a caller if we don't have time. Steve in Tennessee, thanks for waiting to be on the program.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. It's not easy to get through to you, and just before I say something serious, I wanted to say to the fellow in who reads the Boston Globe that I'm a Yankee fan all my life, and we're very thankful we got the caveman, although, of course, we won't recognize him as the caveman anymore. But what I've been wanting to call about for quite a while is me and my wife love your programs, and we basically agree with 99% of everything you guys are talking about. Now, the only thing is that in regard to Israel, I understand very well that there is a large power group.
Ed, we got a break right now. Can you hold that thought? We'll come right back to you.
Okay, sure.
We have a commercial break now, and we will return with you, Steve in Tennessee, Mike in Arizona, Jim in Rhode Island, Ed in Texas, and you could be next. Uncensored Radio, Free America, Rick Adams and Scott Smith, the dynamic duo of Friday Night. We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Thank you. And Scott Smith, his cohort tonight, as we normally do on Friday evenings. Steve in Tennessee, you're with us, and you were just about to tell us that you have a little point that you wanted to make about maybe a possible disagreement or qualification on something.
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
Okay, the deal is this. We can understand that there's a huge power group base centered in this country, many of whom are Jewish people that are bringing the country down, destroying its morals, destroying its economy, and so on and so forth. However, in regard to Israel, which you could say you guys call that Zionism if a person supports Israel, and myself, I don't see why the Jews should not have Israel as a homeland. And when they erect a wall, yeah, it looks pretty bad, but all those guys are doing is trying to defend themselves from terrorist bombers that have been walking inside of their crowds and
surely you're just
women's children.
Surely you're kidding us now. You're not being serious, Steve, are you?
I am perfectly serious.
Let me ask you this question, then I'll let Scott tackle it.
Okay.
If you were a Palestinian, you think you'd say the same thing?
No, but I think the Palestinians are very prejudiced, because they are very upset that the Jews are in their land.
Well, I would be, too, if they took my land. I don't care who they are, Jews, Martians, blacks, whites, or KKK or what. It's still the same problem. It's your land. You've lived there. Your family's lived there for dozens, hundreds, maybe even thousands of years.
Right.
And then some Jew from New York comes along and says, God gave me that land. How would you feel?
But, Rick, are they trying to settle it the right way by bombing innocent men?
Well, I don't know that they're doing all the bombing, because we know Ariel Sharon's government has been known to engage in suicide bombings and blame it on the Palestinians. David Shaler said it with regard to the British MI6 in his book, and he paid a price for it in jail time. But even if they did, okay, I don't condemn anything that's an act of violence. I never do, never will. However, what I'm saying is the reason why they do that is because all other measures have failed. People have not listened to the Palestinians and done anything for 53 years simply because the Zionists have been too powerful and they control these countries.
Well, I look at the Zionists as separate from people who want to have Israel as a homeland. Zionists are all over the world, and they have destroyed a lot of countries in Europe, and they're working on the U.S., but
sure.
I still say there's a lot of good Jewish people.
Well, of course there are. We're not saying that at all, and don't ever think
that. Why shouldn't they have a homeland?
Right, right. And by the way, let me just say this. I'm not trying to shout you down, Steve.
Yes.
But there are many Jews in Israel and here in the United States that are always attacking the state of Israel's policies.
Yeah, because they don't know any better. I think they're idiots, really.
Well, okay, Scott, why don't you just say a few words? Go ahead.
I don't have much to say, Rick. I think Steve needs to go back, punt, and do some more research, because the bottom line is that the first two world wars were deliberately orchestrated by these people in order for this Jewish homeland to be established. And the First World War didn't do it, so they did the Second World War, and they did this Holocaust thing so that they could do it. And then Menachem Begin goes in there, and the way they take this whole thing over is through terrorism. So they're the first terrorists, the Jews who went over there and evicted the Palestinians out of their homes, terrorized those people, brought them out into their backyard, shot them dead, and everybody else ran for the hills. It's kind of like what goes on in Africa half the time.
Yeah, I never heard it that way. I just heard that.
You got the internet?
Hello?
Look it up
on
the internet.
Do a little more research, Steve, and then call us back next time. Thank you for the call. We've got a break.
Steve.
All right, hour number two. You never know what's going to happen next on Uncensored Radio, Free America. Scott and Rick will be back with Mike, Jim, Ed, and Charlie. We'll be back then.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.